Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Why We Play, a show that wants to delve into the stories for gamers and by gamers. Today, I have a member from the Kind of Funny community. His name is Matt. Matt, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself real quick?
Hey, like he said, I met Brandon here on the Kind of Funny forum. He said he was doing this podcast. I thought it would be a good time to, help him out. So my name is Matt Ream. I live in Canada, British Columbia, actually. And, I started playing games probably when I was 3 years old, maybe, on Sega Genesis.
So Sega Genesis was your very first console, then?
From what I remember, pretty much, yeah. I'd say that was probably my first console. That Super Nintendo, probably.
So do you remember what your very first game was? Question, right?
I don't even know if the console was mine to begin with. I think it might have been my uncle's, actually. And the first game I remember playing on Sega Genesis is obviously Sonic the Hedgehog. So
the very first one, a classic.
Yeah. Well, Sonic, he's not Mario, but he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was the Sega's wannabe Mario. I can't say anything. I was a Sega kid as well for the longest time, so.
Nice.
Been around my Sonic block. Mine was actually the Sega Saturn, actually. I mean, I played at a friend's house before that with the original NES and the Genesis, but the first console I actually remember owning is the Saturn, so I'm right there with you, man. Sega for life.
My uncle, the same one that I think had the Genesis, he had the Sega Saturn as well, and I think Sonic World or something like that is the only thing I played on that.
No,
I
don't, Sonic 3D Blast.
Yeah, that was probably what it was.
Which also came out on the Genesis, but the Saturn was the first, true 3D Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, that's probably I played them.
All right, so leading on, do you remember the first game that had, a drastic impact on you? The
first game that had a big impact on me, I'm probably going to have to say it would be Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt was probably, that and Pac-Man. Duck Hunt and Pac-Man, I think, were the ones.
So what drew you to Duck Hunt?
The peripheral. I liked shooting at the screen, It was a light gun game that you didn't have to go to the arcade for.
No, that's super cool. Was that the Super Mario Duck Hunt pack-in?
What was that?
Was that the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt pack-in?
To be honest, I don't remember. I just remember having the light gun and shooting ducks.
No, that's super cool. Is there any modern game that's actually, impacted you the most? So whether it be story-wise or gameplay or just, visual fidelity?
Let's see. Okay, this is going to be a weird one, but I really liked Minecraft when that first came out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but as a kid, video games was the biggest thing in my life, but I also really liked Lego. And Minecraft just brought me back to Lego, so.
Oh, I totally understand that. Minecraft is still a juggernaut. I know that, my kids still play Minecraft.
Yeah, well, how can they not really?
Exactly.
I'd be playing Minecraft with my kids if I had some.
No, it's actually a really good time. It's actually also really fun to play with your spouse, too, as long as, if you have one or not. My wife and I used to play Minecraft all the time. And so I go out and mine for materials, and then she would just stay at home and I quote unquote home and build, right?
Yeah.
No, that's actually super interesting, because you sound like you're on the older persuasion. So Minecraft being that game is as recent as it is.
World of Warcraft I played a lot for probably 7 years.
No, are you Horde or Alliance?
What's that? I started out Alliance because my dad actually got me into it, and he was Alliance. He was a dwarf. And then after I played for about 5 years, and I realized there was quite a few people around me that were playing it, and they were all Horde, and quite a few of them were my friends, so I figured I'd join them on the dark side, if you will.
No, Horde for life, man. I was Horde through and through. So you did bring up something interesting there that your dad was playing World of Warcraft. Did you used to play games with your dad a lot?
No, actually, my I only got to see my dad once every 2 weeks and on the weekends. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it wasn't really a big deal. It was childhood, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm trying to figure out the best way of phrasing this. A time that you had, a memory that you have playing games that would hold, you know, more special to you, like, for example, you know, playing Virtual Fighter 2 on my Sega Saturn with my dad was always, like, the highlight of my weekend, right? Because he would come home, and he was in the Air Force, so he'd be deployed quite often. And so spending that time together, you know, just kicking back and playing games, whether it be on the Saturn or the PlayStation when we got that later, you know, that's always, like, that was a super special time for me, right? Do you have anything like that, or what?
Well, the only person in my family that I really played video games with was my brother. I have two littler brothers as well, and they're about 5 years younger than me, maybe. I didn't really connect with them as much, because my older brother, he's only a year older than me. So
yeah.
I played, and then, like I said, my uncle had those consoles. I think I remember trying, like, maybe the first Resident Evil or something. And I don't remember how old I was, but it kind of freaked me out. Like, man, that's not a game for you right now. Wait a few more years. That's I guess I could bring up.
No, I had that same experience with Resident Evil as a kid too. I kicked that on, and when that dog jumped through that window that second time, it, like, I think I literally about shit my pants. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it'd been like, what, 6 at the time. So yeah, I really shouldn't have been playing Resident Evil.
Have you played the new one yet?
Oh, Resident Evil 7? Yeah, definitely. Yep. I just got the banned footage DLC pack, so I gotta hop into that here. I'm gonna try to this week.
Yeah, I just got past the first little boss encounter there in the garage. And then I figured I'd wait till I get my PSVR to finish the game, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you're gonna try and play it in VR.
Yeah, well, that's the whole reason why I got that game, is because I want to play in VR. I was ready for a scary game, because I haven't really played any. After, you know, trying the PT demo, that was pretty cool. And this is something that reminded me of that, so, you know, I wanted to try it out. But since it's capable of playing in VR, I wanted to try it that way.
No, I'm actually, I played it originally on Xbox, like, straight through. I have a PS4 as well, but I didn't feel like waiting for a PSVR unit. I ground through that game, but I'm planning on trying to pick it back up on PS4 once I do get a VR unit, because I do want to play that game in VR and play it on the Madhouse difficulty, so that way it's like, because it changes the game, like where things are and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
so that way it's a little bit different, it's still fresh, but, you know, so I don't know where everything is and where all the jump scares are.
Yeah, I like when all the marketing and everything for that game was happening, I didn't really look at anything. The only thing I did was play that demo that they put out.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I played that first demo after they launched it at E3, and I went radio silent on that game because I knew I was already sold. I'm a huge horror game fan, like playing through Outlast and even The Evil Within, and, you know, games like that.
I haven't played those yet.
Outlast is a definite worthwhile purchase, especially because it's like $20.
I think I actually played a demo for it, maybe. Maybe I played it on PC once. I don't remember.
Yeah, that game's really good. And you can get it on PS4, PC, or Xbox.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're into horror games, definitely check out Outlast.
I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like they're, I hate to sound like a pussy, but too hard.
Nah, it takes commitment, man. You gotta just grind. I know the feeling. I would come home and, you know, get everybody situated, and I'd like dread kicking on Resident Evil because it is a very tense game.
Yeah, this new one is for sure, yeah.
As I'm playing it, I'm finding myself sitting on the edge of my seat with my fingers locked into place harder than even when I'm like playing Overwatch. So
that's why I want to play it on VR, because it's gonna be that much better.
Exactly. So I take it that you still play games now then, right?
Well, of course, I haven't stopped playing games for 23 years. I'm 26 now. I'm turning 27 in July. So.
Oh, shit. We're the same age. Look at that.
My
so what
first
do you...
love is video games.
What was that?
My first love is video games.
There we go. I just need to get that sound bite. So what do you enjoy most about playing games?
What do I enjoy about playing games? Well, it's an escape from reality sometimes. That's the main thing. But, you know, it's my form of entertainment. Some people watch TV for their time off, you know, when what they want to do for entertainment. Some people just sit at the movie theaters and watch movies. But for me, I play games. Even if I don't beat them, I still get them. Like, I just bought, I pre-ordered Horizon Zero Dawn. I can play that in a few hours. It's just downloading now.
Oh, yeah, and I got mine hooked up, too, so I'm right there with you.
And I just bought the deluxe edition for Ghost Recon Wildlands, too, so.
Oh, did you play in the technical?
Titanfall? Yeah, I played Titanfall 1 when that first came out on Xbox One. I played that for quite a bit. It was pretty good. In fact, I boycotted Call of Duty. Haven't played that since Titanfall came out, I don't think.
I think I'm in the same boat.
And I played last year's. Not last year's. Last year's was Infinite Warfare. I didn't get that one.
No, me neither.
Before that, I think. I'm just burnt out on Call of Duty, but I did get Titanfall 2. I didn't play much of the multiplayer, though. I only played through the campaign just to see what it was like.
Yeah, I think I was pretty much in the same boat. My first love in multiplayer is Overwatch. It's hard for me to kick that habit.
For multiplayer, I like playing Battlefield these days.
I keep meaning to pick up Battlefield, but then, like, I hear that the Overwatch season's about to end, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta grind.
I kind of lied. It's actually, I like to play Rainbow Six Siege right now. That's, since 2015, Rainbow Six Siege is my favorite first-person shooting game.
That's been another game I've had my eye on. So what, do you mostly just play first-person shooters then, or what?
I like the first-person perspective. I feel like it's pretty good, but like I said, today I just bought two games that are third-person action games.
Ah, true.
You know, I play everything, really.
Hey, once again, I can echo that sentiment exactly. I'll literally play anything.
And next week, hopefully, I'll have my hands on the Switch, so.
Oh, good luck. I want to try to, too. I don't know if I feel like waiting out there to get one. Like, I might just wait for Amazon to email me saying they have some in stock and just do it that way.
I don't feel like most people here where I live really know about it. So, if anything, the only place I really have here is Walmart to get it. So, if anything, hopefully Walmart has a couple.
I would have thought the same thing about here, but they're like, every time I try to go out to get a piece of hardware, it's like sold out and there's lines around the building waiting for something to come out.
We have currently sitting at our Walmart, we have 4 or 5 PlayStation VR units sitting on it. Yeah.
Lucky.
That's funny. One of them would be on my shelf.
Yeah, I wish. I haven't been able to find any here, so.
If I could tell Walmart to send them to you, man.
So what gets you most excited about a game? Like, so E3 comes around, right? What gets your juices going on a game?
Well, the excitement of E3, for one, is just, I don't think it's matchable ever, except for maybe PSX, but that's different. What gets me excited for a game? It really depends on the game itself. I like good graphics, but I'm not one to pick a game just because of its graphics. It's got to have good gameplay as well. I like good mechanics. Like, for instance, let me try and think of a good example. I don't know if I can right now, but good gameplay mechanics are probably my best draw. I like... Okay, here's an example. Have you played the Ghost Recon Wildlands beta?
Or I have not. I keep meaning to jump in, and I keep not being able to, for whatever reason or another.
Video gameplay of it or anything?
Yeah, I've paid attention to that game in general and seen, you know, Let's Plays and stuff like that. But like I said, I've been able to get my hands on it.
There's this feature where you can mark up to 3 enemies, and then let's say you shoot at a different enemy, your 3 squad mates will kill the 3 enemies that you marked.
Okay.
Like that. And also there's a similar feature in Splinter Cell, the newer ones, like Blacklist and the one before.
I know what you're the what were they called? The mark shots or whatever the hell they were called.
Yeah, mark and execute it's called. And
yeah. So you
mark up to like 6 or 7 people in that one, maybe 8, depending on your weapon, and just take them out with 1 button press. I don't know. It's pretty cool to me.
No, I remember that part of the game. It was. I love the Splinter Cell series. I thought it was like a great addition. I want them to come back, like in a big bad way.
Probably my favorite genre is stealth games.
No, that was my substitute because I never really, other than the PlayStation 1, I never had access to like Metal Gear, which was, you know, the supposed pinnacle of it, but I always thought Splinter Cell, even like at least in the stealth mechanics, surpassed it.
Yeah, I've always liked Splinter Cell. I played the first Metal Gear Solid, I think, on PS1, like you said, and it didn't match up to Splinter Cell for me.
No, narrative wise, it holds no candle, but
yeah,
at least if you're into that.
When I was younger, I didn't really pay much attention to narrative. I didn't really care for story. I was just gameplay, basically. So
yeah, has that come forward? Are you a little bit more narrative focused now, or are you still just pure gameplay?
I love games like The Last of Us and games with heavy story.
Gotcha. I know a lot of people. Actually, a lot of my friends that I play with like only care about gameplay and can give two shits less about story. I'll never understand it, but you know. There it is. Because I like sinking my teeth into something that can, you know, step me out and deliver a good story as well as just a good time.
Exactly. If you're just sitting there shooting people mindlessly, you know, it's not the... Like, that's why I don't play Call of Duty anymore, because I feel like that's all that is.
Yeah, that and I played a lot of Destiny with them too, but they play that still, and I just like... I can't keep going on it. I can't keep doing the same shit over and over again.
I did play Destiny until, what was it called? The Fallen something? Fallen King or something like that?
Yeah, The Taken King.
King, yeah. I played up until The Taken King, and then I dropped off just after that.
No, I played well past that. I played past this recent expansion. I say that, and I play Overwatch religiously still, so I guess that's a contradiction to my own statements of caring about narrative, but I don't know. I am also a Blizzard fanboy, so I can't really say much.
Sure, I played Diablo and the original Warcraft games, but I'm not much of a real-time strategy game player, so I didn't really get into those ones. But as soon as I heard about World of Warcraft, I didn't really know what it was, but then my dad, I saw him, like, I moved in with my dad eventually, and I saw him start playing it, and then I got into that, too, so... Never started playing Overwatch yet, though.
No, that you should pick that up. That's just pure first-person, mechanics-based, multiplayer gameplay.
That sounds similar in... I wouldn't say similar in gameplay to Rainbow Six Siege, but it has operators that are all different. They all do different.
There's a lot of similarities you could draw between the two. From what I know of Siege, I haven't actually picked it up, and Overwatch. With the class, it's not really, no, it is class-based. Overwatch is purely class-based. You know, it's similarity to the operators in Rainbow Six Siege, and there's, you know, the focal objective point and the other person's defending. There's a lot of similarities you could draw between the two.
I don't know how intense Overwatch gets sometimes, but when it comes down to 1v1 on an intense game of Rainbow Six, man,
No, it's intense when you're trying to hold that last objective for 2 minutes and they have 5 meters to push on that payload and you're somehow pulling it off.
See, that's what gets me amped, man. It's just the excitement. I don't know.
No, you should. If you're into that, you should definitely hit up at least a free play weekend. There's probably going to be one coming up here soon of Overwatch.
I'll have to try it.
I'm going to plug that game religiously on any show I do because that game's fantastic.
Apparently, it was Tim Getty's game of the year.
Yeah, because it's so good. It just does a lot. I don't know. I can start an Overwatch show if I really wanted to. Well, I'm literally talking to myself about Overwatch.
Pretty much. I don't know much about it. I like the Reaper character. That's the only one I really like. The only one I really know of, anyways.
Yeah. There's like 24, soon to be 25 heroes you can play. And everybody feels different. And everybody's like has completely different mechanics from each other. And yeah, they all play separate roles in the match itself. So basically it's like it's a chess match and an objective-based first-person shooter and mildly twitchy depending on the character you play. It's multifaceted.
I hear it's kind of like a MOBA, but first-person shooter.
It is. There are similarities to draw between the two.
Yeah.
So, pretty much all that I have for you today, unless there's anything else you want to throw out there or ask anything or...
Well, what about you, man? Since you said it was the first episode, why not go over yours? Like, your beginning of the games and stuff like that. I know you went over that on episode 0 or whatever that was, but...
Yeah, my beginning was Sega Saturn, that I can, like, fully remember. I know that I have cursory memories of, like, playing NES and Genesis, but that's the first one I remember owning. The first game that I remember playing was Clockwork Knight, which was, like, this weird, bizarre toy beating up other toy game platformer. It wasn't very good. Nobody ever hears of that game, so, you know.
I don't think I've ever heard of that
game. Look it up. I can try all day. It won't make any damn bit of sense.
There's this one game. Actually, The Rock. He's making a movie about it called Rampage.
I remember Rampage.
Yeah, that was always a fun game I liked playing.
I love hitting nostalgia trips, man. Rampage was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was another Rampage, one I played with my dad a lot, too.
There's one called, it was for, I think, N64. I think it was called Gex the Gecko or something like that.
Yep.
That one. I don't even know if it was a good one, but I remember playing it a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I know I played it. I don't know. I can't really recall anything specific from it.
There's a lot of games that I remember playing that I don't know are good, but that I just loved.
Yeah. That's a big nostalgia hit right there. Like, I don't know. Ocarina of Time, that's like the biggest nostalgia hit I can have.
Ocarina of Time was my favorite Zelda game of all time.
It's Majora's Mask is mine, but Ocarina of Time was the first Zelda game I beat fully all the way through.
Nice.
With no help.
Yeah, I don't think I have that.
One of my best memories of games is just the insane LAN parties I used to have with my friends when we were living over in Germany playing Halo 1.
Yeah.
And trying to drive the mongoose or the warthog up the side of the hill with grenades and all that, you know, just the dumb inane shit you used to do.
Halo 2 was always my favorite though.
Did you play online?
Yeah, I played that online. I used to play online multiplayer a lot, actually, but I've dropped off and tried to go the single-player route.
Yeah.
Except for with Wildlands, I might try that with some players. But then again, like I said, I like that mechanic where you can mark the guys and your squad takes them out.
Yeah, it adds a new dynamic if you have real people, you know, that has to take them out too, right?
Yeah, if they cooperate.
That's the big thing. Yeah,
I don't know if it's kind of funny playthrough of Ghost Recon Wildlands, but they fucked around. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but they fucked around.
No, you're fine. No, you are fine. I I will. This has been marked explicit for a reason, because I also can't hold back on that.
There you go. Yeah, I was gonna ask you actually.
I don't know. I'm super excited for Horizon Zero Dawn and Mass Effect coming out here in 3 weeks of each other. I'm actually playing through Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 again right now on my PC. I've been streaming it every night, so.
I was never much of a role-playing game fan, but my favorite role-playing game was Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars.
Oh, I actually like kicked back into that a couple days ago, too, just for that nostalgia hit, because KOTOR is probably still one of my favorite role-playing games.
It is my top favorite role-playing game of all time.
It is... It's dated, to say the least.
It is dated. I played it just actually maybe last year, maybe the year before, but holy.
No, it's still fucking great.
They should probably do a remake of that.
I would love for them to do a remake of that. I don't
want to do a sequel because they'll mess it up just like they did the first one.
Yep.
But if they do a remaster and fix some of the gameplay controls, then it should be pretty good.
I would even put 1 and 2 lumped in together, because 2 up until the very end was not bad at all.
Actually, yeah, now that you mention it, that whole series was pretty good.
It was just that ending.
Do you still play World of Warcraft or no?
No, I had to kick that habit like a crack habit.
Have you tried Star Wars The Old Republic?
I dipped into it, but that was like, I was still playing WoW when that came out, and I keep talking like I'm going to jump back into it, but I can never summon up the gumption to do it.
If I were ever to get another computer that is good enough to run an MMO, I don't think I'd go back to WoW. I'm pretty sure I'd get that Star Wars one again.
Yeah, I do have a computer that's good enough to play them, and I have to actively, like, avoid talking to people about World of Warcraft.
Well, you just made a podcast about why people are playing video games, so good luck with that one.
Yeah, no joke, right? I'm just asking for the pain on that one. And then... right now, I'm playing Season 4 of Overwatch Competitive, starts tomorrow, so I'll be diving into that hardcore.
Well, Horizon Zero Dawn's out in a couple hours.
Yep, so. And Horizon comes out, and Mass Effect. Well, yeah, I'll be playing Overwatch and Horizon here. Probably with the next... Well, Overwatch for a while, and Horizon until, you know, I'm done with it.
I feel like Overwatch for you is Rainbow Six for me. You're going to be playing that for a long time.
Oh, yeah, that game's going to go on in perpetuity. I've been playing since launch. That come out? What was that?
Did Overwatch release in 2016?
Yeah, May.
Right on.
May of 2016. So, yeah, I've been playing almost nonstop since.
Oh, you got it at release?
Oh, yeah. I played in the open beta and was sold.
Oh, right on.
So I thought I would have more friends to play it with, but they're still playing Destiny and now For Honor, so I'm still by myself.
For Honor. I never really... To me, it just looks like Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, it kind of is. I played it. It was okay. It was a weird hybrid of Dark Souls and a fighting game.
Yeah.
But it's a multiplayer-centered game with the multiplayer that doesn't work. Because you can't get into a match. So if you want to get more in depth on that one, go check out the other show I do with my friends. We literally spent an hour talking about that shit.
What's that?
The For Honor debacle that is.
No, what's
your... Oh, it's just the Whiskey Six podcast.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, that's the other one that I just do where my friends and I sit around drinking bourbon and talk game and get super sloppy, so.
I used to have a podcast like that, actually. You can find it on YouTube, but I'm not going to tell you the link.
We'll save that next time.
Yeah, if there is a next time. There probably would be.
There should be. Alright, man. So that's going to wrap us up. What do you want to plug?
What do I want to plug? Well, I'm starting a podcast, actually. It's a wrestling podcast. I don't know how to post a podcast anywhere, so that's going to be a problem.
Nah, just get with me, I'll help you out.
If you can find it, I don't know. I made it. It's called Wrestling with Dummies. We're going to be talking about, we're going to go over every match on Raw and SmackDown. We're going to go over the pay-per-views, and we're going to do predictions and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty cool.
No, that sounds really cool. I used to be into wrestling. I kind of, once again, dropped out of it. But, no, I actually, might actually have to check it out, because wrestling's always been something that I've thought about getting back into.
That brings up another story from my childhood. My grandpa, actually, he got me into wrestling. We used to watch it almost every day during the 90s, and I dropped off probably around 2002. Got back into it 2014. So, yeah. Anyways, that's my podcast that I'm going to be doing. You can add our Twitter at, it's called at WrestleDummies.
Nice.
My Twitter handle is at Matt Ream. R-E-Y-M is Ream. That's my last name. And my brothers, who I do the podcast with, is Ream316, I believe. R-E-Y-M316.
Oh, see, that's the perfect name.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to play with anybody on PlayStation, where would they find you at?
Oh, my PlayStation Network account name is The Only Reamer. R-E-Y-M-3-R. There's a 3 in there.
All right. Well, there you go. You can go ahead and add him and get your Rainbow Six Siege on or whatever else.
Ghost Recon Wildlands. If you're gonna play good and you want to be silent and snipe people and kill people silently, we're going to be playing a lot of that.
Well, there you go. Perfect, man. Well, you've been fantastic.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I wish you on this podcast.
Well, I appreciate that as well. You can follow me on Twitter at NadNerb. You can follow the show at Why We Play Show. I stream on twitch.tv/BMASTA64. I know there's no cohesion. If you want to be on the show, go ahead and shoot an email to whyweplayshow@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Twitter. And that's going to do it for episode 1.
I got one more plug if you don't mind.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
It's my own personal YouTube channel. I post my own gameplay videos. It's youtube.com/tweak. And then it's just an N. And then it says faction. So tweak and faction.
Oh, perfect, man. I'll be sure to check that one out, too.
Perfect. Yeah, I play mostly Rainbow Six videos. But I got other things in there too, like sniping and Battlefield and stuff like that. So,
well, awesome, man! You've been a fantastic guest.
Thanks, man. I hope your next one is as good as me.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be. All right, that's gonna do it for episode 1 of Why We Play. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep playing games.